I think one of the first e-scooter companies, Birds, launched in Antwerp way before other cities in Belgium. So that's also pretty interesting. But I would like to know what your opinion is on the recent developments in Paris. What were your thoughts when you saw that there was a vote in Paris regarding electric scooters, electric shared scooters, and the ultimately the results of the Paris vote, the ban on scooters? Antwerp, being a pioneer and smart micromobility, I would like to have your opinion on what you thought about the scooter ban that will happen in Paris, which was also a pioneer a few years ago.
Perhaps first we were pioneer in shared mobility because of our Velo system. Already 11 and already 12 years ago, I think it was started, and it was immediately a big success. People were waiting to have a subscription on the Velo system. So we knew that shared mobility was something that the Antwerp people would like and would appreciate. And then on a certain moment, it was, I think, 2015, 2016, you had the bikes that were coming in from the Far East and were growing around in cities massive. Luckily, we could stop them in time by telling them we will make a regulation.
Very important.
About who is coming in, who's not coming in, and what have you? What are the conditions to come in the city with shared mobility? We want qualitative vehicles. We want a good service. We want also not too much, because too much then it's laying around, like we saw with the bikes. That was really everywhere in every city were a pile of bikes that weren't used anymore. So we want to make sure that we don't have that. We made a regulation, and on that moment there were some people who wanted to start with e-scooters, for instance, but also with e-mopeds, also with e-bikes, and we let them in, but always based on our regulation. And indeed, Bert, together with Cirque and together with Poppy, were the first one who started in Antwerp. What we saw in that period was that there also was a lot of change. We saw good things, we saw bad things. We always kept talking with the suppliers of micromobility, discussing with them how they could improve, what would be better for the city. We changed our regulation also during all these years, always in concertation with the suppliers, so that we knew that what we asked was realistic but ambitious, and they had to improve. And we discussed with them about the improvements. For instance, they started with one standard for putting your e-scooter away. We discussed it with them, and we said it would be perhaps nicer to have two standards, so that you have a sort of Dutch way of parking your bike. And they introduced two standards. They introduced bigger wheels, rubber tires, or tires with air in, because of the cobblestones in Antwerp. So they were always thinking about how can we make it more qualitative, better to use, and safer to use, because that's also a very important thing. So when I saw the story in Paris, to come to that, I was thinking, okay, you can of course now say we ban these things. But what we see today is that you perhaps can ban the shared micromobility e-scooters, but you can't ban the private scooters.
Exactly.
And we see that private scooters are the scooters where we have the most problems with. The shared scooters, the scooters that are supplied by micromobility suppliers, we have control on them. We can say limited speed to 20 kilometers an hour, we can say you can't park there. You have to park on that spot. We can discuss with them where they can drive and where they don't drive. So we have a lot more possibilities to control this type of scooters than the private scooters. So I don't know whether it's good. And when I saw the results in Paris, I think only 5 or 6% of the people came to vote. And, 7%. And then they had, of course, a big majority. No surprise, a referendum always says no. But also here, what is the relevance when 7% of the population says something? Is there a problem? Yes, you have to have a good regulation. You have to control your regulation. We now have open data lines with all the players in the city. They have to bring in their data. Based on their data, we check whether they follow our conditions. If they don't, they get penalty points. If they have too much penalty points, we can limit it, their number of vehicles that they may put on the street, or even we can throw them out if it's too much, and we say, okay, it's finished. So we know that we have a stick behind the door to say you have to follow the conditions. And if we have too many complaints, for instance, that is one of the things where you can have penalty points.